When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Pushing to the Front by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1894. The women and men who have left a mark upon their century have been the ones of great and prompt decision. An undecided person, a person who is ever balancing between two opinions, forever debating which of two courses they will pursue, proclaims by their indecision that they cannot control themselves, that they were meant to be possessed by others. They are not in the arena, but in the stands. The individual of decision, of prompt action, does not wait for favorable circumstances. They do not submit to events. Events must submit to them. The vacillating woman and man is ever at the mercy of the opinion of the person who talked to them last. They may see the right, but they drift toward the wrong. If they decide upon a course, they only follow it until somebody opposes it. The power to decide instantly the best course to pursue, and to sacrifice every opposing motive, and when once sacrificed, to silence them forever, and not allow them continually to plead their claims and distract us from our single decided course, is one of the most potent forces in winning success. To hesitate is sometimes to be lost. In fact, the individual who is forever twisting and turning, hesitating and dawdling, shuffling and parlaying, weighing and balancing, splitting hairs over non-essentials, listening to every new motive which presents itself, will never accomplish anything. There is not enough positivity in them, and negativity never accomplishes anything. The negative person creates no confidence. They only invite distrust. But the positive, decisive individual is a power in the world, and stands for something. You can measure them, gauge them. You can estimate the work that their energy will accomplish. It is said of Alexander the Great that, when asked how it was that he had conquered the world, he replied, "By not wavering." The vacillating soul never acts promptly, and without promptness no success is possible. Great opportunities not only come seldom, even into the luckiest life, but they also are often quickly gone. The decisive individual not only has the advantage of the time saved from dilly-dallying and procrastination, but they also save the energy and vital force, which is wasted by the perplexed person who takes up every argument on one side, and then on the other, weighing them until the two sides hang in equipoise, with no prepondering motive to enable them to decide. They are in a state of stable equilibrium, and so do not move at all of their own volition, but move very easily at the slightest volition of another. Yet there is not a person living who might not be prompt and decisive, if they would only learn always to act quickly. The punctual and decisive woman and man can do twice as much as the undecided and dawdling, who never quite know what they want. Prompt decision saved Napoleon and Grant and their armies many a time when delay would have been fatal. Napoleon used to say that although a battle might last an entire day, yet it generally turned upon a few critical minutes, in which the fate of the engagement was decided. His will, which subdued nearly the whole of Europe, was as prompt and decisive in the minutest detail of command as in the greatest battle. Decision of purpose and promptness of action enabled Napoleon to astonish the world with his marvelous successes. He seemed to be everywhere at once. What he could accomplish in a day surprised all who knew him. He seemed to electrify everybody about him. His invincible energy thrilled the whole army. He could rouse to immediate and enthusiastic action the dullest troops, and inspire with courage the most diffident soldiers. "The ifs and buts," he said, "are now out of season, and above all it must be done with speed." There is no vocation or occupation which does not present many difficulties, and the person who allows themselves to waver every time they come to a hard place in life will not succeed. Without decision, there can be no concentration, and to succeed, a person must concentrate. The undecided person cannot bring themselves to a focus. They dissipate their energy, scatter their forces, and execute nothing. They cannot hold on to one thing long enough to bring success out of it. One vocation or occupation presents its rosy side to them. They feel sure it is the thing they want to do, and full of enthusiasm, adopt it as their life's work. But in a few days, the thorns begin to appear. Their enthusiasm evaporates, and they wonder why they are so foolish as to think themselves fitted for that vocation. They thus vacillate through life, attracted by any new occupation which happens to appeal to them as the most desirable at the time, never using their judgment or common sense, but governed by their impressions and feelings at the moment. Such people are never led by principle. You never know where to find them. They are here today and there tomorrow, doing this thing and that thing, throwing away all the skill they had acquired in mastering the drudgery of the last occupation. In fact, they never go far enough in anything to get beyond the drudgery stage to the lucrative and agreeable stage, the mastery stage. They spend their lives at the beginning of occupations, which are always the least agreeable. These people rarely reach the stage of competency, comfort, and contentment. There is a legend of a powerful genie who promised a lovely maiden a gift of rare value if she would go through a cornfield, and without pausing, going backward or wandering hither and thither, select the largest and ripest ear. The value of the gift was to be in proportion to the size and perfection of the ear. She passed by many magnificent ones, but was so eager to get the largest and most perfect that she kept on without plucking any, until the ears she passed were successively smaller and smaller and more stunted. Finally, they became so small that she was ashamed to select one of them, and not being allowed to go backward, she came out on the other side without any. Learn to will strongly and act decisively. Fix your floating life and leave it no longer to be carried hither and thither, like a withered leaf, by every wind that blows. An undecided person is like the turnstile at a fair, which is in everybody's way, but stops no one. There is no bad habit that so grows on the soul as irresolution. Before a person knows what they have done, they have gambled their life away, and all because they never made up their mind what they would do with it. To indolent people, life becomes a mere shuffle of expedients. They do not realize that the habit of putting everything off puts off their potential, their success. Sir Walter Scott used to caution young adults against the habit of dawdling, which creeps in every crevice of unoccupied time and often ruins a bright life. Your motto must be, he said, hoc age, do it instantly. This is the only way to check the propensity to dawdling. How many hours have been wasted dawdling in bed, turning over and dreading to get up? Many a career has indeed been crippled by it. The great British explorer, geologist, and author Sir Richard Francis Burton could not overcome this habit, and convinced that it would ruin his success, hired someone to toss cold water on him if he dawdled in bed and didn't get up at the appointed time. A decisive character is often also accompanied by great constitutional firmness. People who have been noted for great firmness of character have usually been strong and robust. There is no quality of mind that is not impacted by bodily weakness. And this is especially true with the power of decision, which is usually impaired by physical weakness and habits of excess. As a rule, it is the physically fit individual who carries weight and conviction. Any bodily weakness, lassitude, or lack of tone and vigor is perhaps first felt in the weakened or debilitated power of decisions, as well as a lack of promptness. Remember that nothing will give you greater confidence and bring assistance more quickly from a bank or from a friend than the reputation of promptness. The world knows that the prompt person's debts, financial or otherwise, will be paid on time and thus will trust them. As it's been said, let it be your first study to teach the world that you are not wood and straw, that there is some iron in you. Let others know that what you say, you will do, that your decision once made is final, that there will be no wavering, that once resolved, you are not to be allured or intimidated.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.